In the original Clean Zone ordinance, protesters would only have 60 minutes to hold demonstrations in certain areas. It also would have charged large groups a fee of $50 to apply for a permit to hold a protest. In the new Event Zone version, the time limit has been increased to 90 minutes and the fee waived. But the proposed ordinance still includes an outright ban of masks, including gas masks. Councilmember Mary Mulhern said she did not support that prohibition.
By banning, you know, you're banning bringing in toxic irritants by the public. So if you can ban that, you shouldn't need to ban the masks. So I can't support that. I want to continue to talk about that.
But Tampa's Assistant Police Chief John Bennett argued that the provision was still necessary, not because of peaceful protesters who abide by the rules, he said, but for those who might smuggle harmful chemicals into areas where they're prohibited.
You know, if you're committed to harming the public or harming public officials or the government, and you're deploying a weaponized irritant, you're going to protect yourself when you're doing it, and it's just another opportunity for us to intervene before that happens.
The resounding rhetoric in this debate is that the ordinance is intended to protect the city from chaotic demonstrators and not to punish the good ones. But Mulhern, one of only two council members to vote against the ordinance, pointed out that it is the peaceful demonstrators who are often the innocent bystanders of things like pepper spray. Chief Bennett said even though those items are routinely carried by law enforcement officers, they would only be used under certain circumstances.
If you have a group of people that are doing criminal behavior, it's a less lethal option. Okay, obviously, we try and use all kinds of less lethal options in our toolkit before we get to something. Even if somebody has deadly force on their side, we're trying to do something lower than that to preserve life, because that's ultimately our goal. So the only time we would get into that toolkit is if the element or the threat, everybody was involved in that activity, it was completely criminal.
Yvonne Yoli Capine also voted against the measure. One of her concerns was that people who travel to Tampa for the Republican National Convention in August be given a designated place to sleep, like a parking garage.
And the reason that that would protect people from inclement weather, it would also be a secure location. And it would help law enforcement know, instead of people being scattered all over the city, this would be a better way of knowing where all our guests are staying or helping our guests.
About 25 activists from various organizations showed up in opposition of the ordinance. About a dozen spoke to city council against it. But only one speaker, Tampa resident Laura Dizon, spoke in favor of the proposal.
Freedom of speech offers us the right to agree or disagree. It does not offer us the right to be disobedient, disrespectful, or destructive. It is not freedom of attitude. It is not freedom of anger. It is not freedom of anarchy. The saying, actions speak louder than words, is not constitutional law. Our freedom is the freedom of speech, not freedom of actions.
The pending temporary ordinance bans a long list of items within the boundaries that cover all of downtown and some nearby areas like Ybor City and the University of Tampa. That includes things like metal-tipped umbrellas and squirt guns. Due to an overriding state law, though, it does not ban real guns. Mayor Bob Buckhorn asked the governor to make an exception to that for the Republican convention, but was turned down. One opponent of the event zone ordinance, Jake Vignes, agrees with the governor on that one, but does have another problem with the issue.
I think that the Constitution should be protected at all costs, and unfortunately, we don't seem to feel the same way about the First Amendment as we do about the Second, and that's my concern.
But other opponents were still annoyed by the contradiction. Several speakers during public comment said that they would hold Tampa accountable for people injured or disenfranchised as a result of the ordinance. Councilmember Lisa Monteleone supported the ordinance and cautioned those who didn't.
This morning, with several of the speakers, and as well as on radio and in articles on Facebook and different blogs that I've been reading, there are already threats being made. In my opinion, we were threatened here this morning.
And her colleague, Mike Suarez, compared Tampa to Denver, where he said things went smoothly with the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
Restraint is very important on both sides. I think that if something happens, Chief Bennett, Chief Castor, the rest of the police department are going to be held accountable. This is not Oakland. This is not New York. This is not Minneapolis. This is Tampa, and we have to remember that. Whenever we talk about other movements in other parts of the country, we're different. we have not had traditionally, both in terms of the civil rights movement and other disturbances here in the state of Florida, had the kind of police disturbances and police brutality that you've seen over the course of 50 years.
Following the meeting, opponents of the measure held a retirement party for Mr. Bill O. Rights. During that, they served refreshments and set a copy of the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment, soaring into the Tampa skyline. Food Not Bombs activist Robert Pelchat went wearing a spray-painted No Event Zone t-shirt and a party hat.
What we're doing is we're giving the Bill of Rights a proper farewell because, you know, the city today decided to have the police, which they assigned to only occupy, beat it and shoot it in the head with this draconian Orwellian ordinance, which will limit our free speech in every possible sense.
Some changes were made to the ordinance this morning in addition to those already written. That includes Councilmember Harry Cohen's amendment to add parts of Harbor Island back into the event zone area, and Lisa Monteleone's to include all city parks in the event zone rules to make permitting easier. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.